crossed object lessons are things that you think will just work out absolutely perfect. And I happened to see one the other day that I thought would just be absolutely perfect for this morning's lesson. The problem is I didn't practice it. But I looked at the directions and I think that it'll be pretty simple. What I'd like to do for you this morning is I'd like to do for you what I call, or what's called, because I do magic tricks. I do these tricks and I try to do some object lessons with them. And this particular thing is called the Great Chain Escape. Now, what I have here, and I'm going to hand a few of these things out to the boys and girls for them to check out. This is just a little chain, okay? And I will take it to these guys right here. If you could check that out, make sure that doesn't have any holes in it, okay? But you don't have a lot of time to do that, but you guys can take a look at it. I also have, who can tell me, see if you guys know these things. Let's see here. Who can tell me what these are? How many people say handcuffs? No, they're not handcuffs. You're close. These are shackle cuffs, okay? Because there's a little bit of space in between here. You guys can check those out, okay? There's a little bit of space in between there so you can't reach your hand over there real easy. And then I also have here, I have some lock, okay? And you boys could check out that. You can lock it up, make sure that it works if you guys could check out that. And let me go back over here to the other side. Close it up, make sure that they're locked, make sure that you can't pull them back open. How about these girls over here? You guys want to check that out, make sure that you can't lock it up, make sure it doesn't work. Okay? And then also I have here something that's very, very important. I have keys, okay? And I also have an extra set. These are an extra set of keys. I'm going to give it to somebody I can trust. Okay. No, I'm just... He made fun of my truck yesterday. Dodge, huh? See, I told you you better be careful. And I have another set of keys right here, which I'll show. Well, I'm like, where are the three locks that I have? You guys have one here? And you couldn't get that back open? Well, if you picked it. Yeah. Yeah, you could. Right, okay. And then the other lock over here. Okay. Then I have a... Now, no matter what... Okay, don't give me those keys. Those are backup keys, I think. I'm not sure if those ones work, but I know that these ones here do. Okay. So I'm going to have one lock there. I have another lock there. And then I have another lock here. And I need a couple of strong men. I mean strong. But you got to be taller than I am. I'm sorry. But in order for this work, you got to be taller than I am. How about Jorge and my twin brother Frank? Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to. And where's the shackle cuffs? They're right here. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to handcuff myself, and then we have the chain is right there, okay, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give these keys, these are the keys that I know without a shadow of doubt, I know that these keys work, I'm not sure about the ones in there, I'm just going to put that down there on the floor, and I'm going to give these to someone that I really trust. No. Oh, are you kidding me? Now, do you want to hold those? Now, you can't give them back no matter what. Okay? I can trust you. I'm glad it's not my car keys, because that would be... Okay, now what I want to do is these two locks right here will go on the cuffs, and then we're going to put the chain around them too, but if you can put those right there like that. And don't enjoy this too much, okay? I'm not responsible for what other bird says, you know. Okay, now can you guys just pull on those cuffs to make sure that my hands can't not slip out of those? Okay, I pull them forward, try yanking them off my arms. Okay. Whoa, you're pretty strong. Okay, now what I want you to do is take that chain. We'll put this back here out of the way, and what they'll do is that will go up and over there and then make the chain even. And if you could, maybe at this time, if you could take this wireless microphone.
Just completely, that part off too. I don't want to damage.
Mean? What's that mean? Well, what does that mean to you? Okay. Bring that place in case you don't have a whole lot of extra room. No, we can go a little bit more. Okay. That's good. Now, crisscross it over my chest. And you just go ahead and go right across it. Oh, okay. Good. And then all the way back around to the front.
Thank you.
everything to go through smoothly. But in life, things aren't always smooth, are they? There are things that happen. And I want to tell you this. Sometimes we make bad choices in life. When we're confronted with things to do right or wrong, we have a choice to be able to do it. And sometimes we choose the wrong thing. I chose to get to
it was easy for me to get
that to put it on your nation's plate. Okay? It could be the problem this morning. Okay? Maybe not. But I'll tell you this. It's tough. Sin easily entangles. Now, when we think of sin, we think of maybe some different sins. And you know what we talk about that. People will talk about the big things, like murder, adultery. But I'll tell you some other things. Lying. I'll tell you another thing. Stop. I'll tell you something else that's another good thing. Unforgiveness. You know, I see that more and more with believers. I see unforgiveness. I've talked to people, and I've met people, that someone did something to them 15 years ago, and they still remember it. Like it was yesterday. And they won't even talk with each other. And yet they go and they think they have grossness with one another. Whew. I'll tell you what. I'm glad God didn't forgive our people. I'll tell you that. Because I would still be down to my original sin if that was the case. God forgets. And my philosophy, after God can forget our sins and forgive us, then what right do I have to ever hold on to it? I don't. I'm wondering if you're sitting here this morning and you might be in that situation. You might be a person that somebody has wronged. Maybe even here. So maybe even me. I didn't know it. Maybe I didn't know it. Maybe we never resolved it between us. I don't think that's the case. But I wonder this morning, maybe you might be in that situation. Where somebody has wronged you one time and you just can't let it go. What if God dealt with you the same way? I'm sorry, but you didn't just want to make that right. I'm sorry. I know I wrote the scripture, but I'm sorry. I just can't get it all the time. You see, as a Christian tells us this in the book of 1 John, chapter 1 and 9, it says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a wonderful thing. He forgives us. Because we can't forgive others. I look at my life as a Christian now, and I've really come to the conclusion that I have no right. Can't hold on to anything except for the Lord. Someone wrongs me, I tell them about it, they resolve it, and it's gone. If they wrong me again, and it keeps me in a pattern in life, then I do what needs to be done. I make you take some of the opportunity to work for those patterns in your life. And then maybe I have to go to the leadership of the church and say, this is a real problem, it needs to be dealt with. It's amazing to me sometimes when someone offends somebody else, we don't ever go to that person, do we? We'll go to our friend or someone else. We'll pick someone else up and say, yeah, don't do this. So we never find the person. And that's what the Lord tells us to do. There's always things to put yourself in. It'll make things so much smoother in the body of Christ. Sin entangles easy. First, it might be something subtle. It might be something that we say, this isn't anything a big idea. I want to tell you a story.
Just a second, because I think I remember how to use this now.
Nope, okay. I thought maybe there was one. Okay. There's a story about a little bird. And this little bird, as it was growing up, the mother told this little bird how it should eat grain and how it should feed. And the mother bird said to the little baby bird, when you're eating grain that is on the ground or feed that is on the ground, you take small little bites and you always look around. Keep moving. Because you're a smaller bird and there's other things out there to get you. Well, this little bird said, yeah, right, yeah, right. Well, like we do sometimes.
Yeah, right.
So what the little bird did is the little bird was at the farm and saw a big pile of seed, but right on the edge of the mudflow. So it stood there on the edge of the mudflow and it started eating seed.
Oh, good seed too.
Eating that seed really good. Really good. And what the little bird didn't realize is how long they had been standing there, and the wind had come by and started to dry that little mudflow where that little bird was standing. All of a sudden, the little bird saw fox. And the fox came over, and the little bird said, "Whoop, there's Mr. Fox," and we just started flying away. But his feet had been stuck in the mud so long that it had dried. And as hard as it could flutter its wings, it couldn't go anywhere. It couldn't go anywhere. And the fox came and ate the little bird. And I wonder if we're like that. When we stand still too long, when we get ourselves involved in things too long, that things are right under feet, and we just can't run away. The Bible is clear to us that we're to flee you to us. We're to run away from those things. I'm saying this, the real piece of this. It says, sin easily and snares us easily. We don't even have to look for it, but some of us even dare to look for it. We even play around with it a little bit, saying, "Oh, a little bit won't hurt me." You're right, a little bit won't hurt you. Yeah, it'll destroy you. So you need to be very, very careful in your life. It says this, that we're going to lay aside every weight. Now also, not only am I stuck right here, but this pain, as you guys know, particularly that this pain is heavy. These cups are heavy. These ducks are heavy. Now, I'll give you $5. Give you feet. No?
You try to play a lot. I know you're not going to
do it. Okay. Now, this is what it says then. It says that we're to lay aside these things. Lay aside the sin so easily and fairly. And what are we to do? What is the sin that we are to do? We are to run. And that is the whole key to this whole thing is really looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So what we're to do is the real key is to get our eyes off of the sin that so we do what? Do what? No. Because all of a sudden it dawned on me what the secret was. You see, so many times as a Christian, we forget what the secret is to dealing with sin. We sin. Unfortunately. Unfortunately, at times in our life, we still make poor choices. But the key is looking unto Jesus. So many times in our life, what we do is we look at others and we say, "Well, I'm not as bad as so-and-so. I'm not as bad as them." But really what we need to be looking at is we need to be looking at the author and the finisher of our faith. And we need to look at him too, because sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we get discouraged in our wrestling against sin. God was clear on what we're to do. It says here that we're to run a race that is set before us. Well, you know, I don't know about you. I haven't run too many races. When I was younger, I used to be a little bit of a younger. But I have seen people run the endurance races. You know, what do they call them? A marathon or something like that? They run these marathons. They run like over 20 miles. You mean that they run over 20 miles? I can't even imagine. I can imagine driving 20 miles. Okay, that's no big deal. Even walking 20 miles to be a little bit, but people run. And they train themselves, they discipline themselves, and there's certain things they do and they don't do. There's certain foods that they don't want to eat because it'll not make them as fast. They'll not be able to run as long. And it's the same way as a Christian walk. We need to be careful of things that we imitate, things that we do on a spiritual sense as well, so that we can run the race that is set before us. It says this, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. You know, we have, if you were to look at the book of Hebrews, we have several characters here who we can see as an example of people who wrestled against sin, and through the Lord's help, they were able to overcome that. And we have these great examples of people before us, but God didn't even want us to concentrate on those examples and say, "Here, look at Jesus." Because if you go through that list in the book of Hebrews, it records us when these people were successful in their life. I'll tell you, these people all had failures in their life. When you look at them. Now, it's recorded here for us, their successes, because we know that we can be successful if we do it the right way. When and we wrestle against sin. We know that we can be successful. We can see it. It's recorded for us here. These people did it. And if they can do it by God's help, we can do it as well. But even that, don't be looking at them as an example. Look at Christ and his obedience to the Father when he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. If we're looking for our resistance against this world, we look at him. We're looking for him. He has no sin. No sin was found in him at all. And that is the example that we need to take. But we are running in a race.
Come to a point in your life where you realize the
You're not even in the race.
If you've ever realized that maybe you've never dealt with sin, the Bible is very clear on what the consequences of sin are when we face God's wrath. So we have choices to make in life. Do I want to take that wrath on myself? Or, since God already said, God said it's somewhere in the scripture, take that penalty for me, but I don't want to take it from him. Because some people would say, I'll take my chance and do it on my own. I pray that that's something to do. I pray that at some point in your life, that you realize your need of the Savior, your need to be get in that race. And beloved, those that are in the race, run wisely. Be very careful. Don't give opportunities to the devil. Don't look foolish like I did up here being bound by sin, but realize you have faith in sin. Don't wait until you're bound up so much that you can't even move, and you can't even turn the pages in your Bible. You can't even do that because you're so bound by sin. Keep sin on short account. I think, well, that's one thing I like so much about the Lord's Supper. When they come and they take the bread and they take the wine, to remember him on a regular basis. One thing I like so much about that is that the Bible is very clear. It tells us that God desires us to do that. But it tells us also to let a man examine himself, or let us examine ourselves. Let us take a good look at ourselves. And if there's things between us, if there's unconfessed sin in our life, that we need to take care of it. Because God's intent is that we take that bread and take that cup. That's his intent. Not that we say, oh, I'm doing things because I can't take it today, I just put those in and just go right by. That's not God's intent. God's intent is to take care of it now. Keep your sin account with God very short. Better yet, don't sin at all. We have the ability with the Holy Spirit in our life, when we make a decision, when we see things that are wrong, we have, or we can make a conscious decision to do the right thing every time. We have that ability. The problem is, if we look at the things we say, this could be kind of fun. This could be kind of fun. Matter of fact, when you first saw me in the team, you thought this was going to be really fun. I thought it could be really fun. But I couldn't get out. It wasn't so fun anymore, was it? It wasn't so cute anymore, even when you were watching it. I can put you a little thing in your face. You guys, the first time I put that on, you thought this was really cute. My friends were the first time, you thought it was still really cute. I got lots of laughs. The second time, I wanted to do it. And you know what happened? This is so interesting when you're up here doing it, because you don't see everybody. But there are some people here that I know pretty good. Those people I turned around the second time you really good, this is very nice. You're not my good. Uncle Dave was sitting over there going, where did I go wrong? I got the good. You were really embarrassed for me. Then you said, okay, just a little joke. Okay? Then when I was in it even longer, your reaction was a little different. Then there was a point of time when I had a change line that you guys actually got used to seeing me that way so much that it didn't bother you that I was a change anymore. There was a point in my message here this morning when I was watching one of those change lines. But it didn't seem strange to me anymore than I was preaching with chains on. I could tell it in your eyes. Isn't that very interesting? The same thing happens in our life. After a while, we just get so used to the deal and say, well, this isn't so bad. You know, the only thing is, I still have marks on my arm here for the top. I still have something comfortable. Isn't it amazing how thin it is and how comfortable we get with it? May we never, quench the Spirit. May we never, the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin. May we take care of it right then. Well, what I pray for each one of you, that you might first know what it is to have your sins forgiven, and secondly, that you might know what it is to have true fellowship with God, and that we enjoy life with God's sin, because that's how we can truly be happy. Let's just close our time in a word of prayer and then I'll walk into my ministry. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your goodness to us.
Father, we're thankful that you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to take the penalty of our sins at the cross of Calvary. That in his blood that we might have the forgiveness of our sins. Father, I pray for each of you to know what that is. To have their sins forgiven. To know what it is. To look forward to spending eternity with you in heaven. Father, I pray for those that are here this morning that are Christians that might be bound by sin once again. Forgetting that we've been purged from our sins. Father, I pray that they might not be comfortable in their sins. And Father, I pray this. That you would make them very miserable until we take care of them. Father, help us to make right choices. Help us to listen to the Holy Spirit in our lives so we might be able to live lives that are pleasing to you. Father, I pray for this body of believers here. I pray that you would encourage them to make a good testimony to the Lord tonight. We thank you for your goodness now. In Jesus' name.